This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Seven people died Monday in Afghanistan after thousands of Afghans rushed onto the tarmac of Kabul's international airport in a desperate attempt to leave the country as it falls to Taliban rule. Some were so desperate they clung to an American military jet as it took off and plunged to their deaths. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to address the United States within the next few hours. The Taliban swept into Kabul on Sunday after President Ashraf Ghani fled the country. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday that the world is watching Afghanistan during these pivotal days. He called on the Taliban to exercise what he called utmost restraint to protect Afghan lives and allow humanitarian assistance to reach those in need. Guterres said during an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, quote, "We cannot and must not abandon the people of Afghanistan." Afghanistan's ambassador to the United Nations told the Security Council Monday that people in the Afghan capital fear for their lives. India will help members of Afghanistan's tiny Sikh and Hindu community to come to India. This according to the foreign ministry on Monday. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi said Monday his country is committed to protecting all Afghan citizens who had assisted Rome's mission in the country. In a statement, Draghi added that Rome is working with European partners to find a solution to the crisis in Afghanistan, which would protect human rights, particularly those of women. Switzerland's last three development agency workers have been airlifted from Afghanistan on a U.S. military plane, according to the Swiss Foreign Ministry on Monday. The Foreign Ministry said it's working hard to evacuate local personnel from Kabul. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Haitians are searching for survivors and the dead in collapsed buildings following a powerful earthquake over the weekend. The search continues as hospitals overflow with patients. Officials have raised the death toll from Saturday's earthquake to at least 1,297, and the devastation could soon worsen. Tropical depression Grace is predicted to reach Haiti on Monday night, and it will bring the potential for heavy rain, flooding, and landslides. Thousands of people in the quake zone have slept outside, clutching small transistor radios tuned to the news. Doctors and aid workers rushed to get flights to southwestern Haiti on Monday ahead of the looming storm. The Delta strain of the coronavirus is driving up the COVID caseload in the United States 700% from the beginning of July. That's approximately 129,000 new infections per day. Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Institutes of Health, told this to the television show Fox News Sunday. Collins said the caseload could jump to as many as 200,000 a day, rivaling the worst days of the COVID outbreak in January and February. Collins also said people who have not yet been vaccinated are what he called sitting ducks and urged them to get the COVID vaccine as the highly contagious Delta variant sweeps the country. Australia has procured 1 million Pfizer vaccine doses from Poland. More than half of the vaccines are slated for 20 to 39-year-olds in New South Wales and 12 local government areas that have had COVID outbreaks. The rest of the vaccines, the government said in a statement, will be distributed on a per capita basis to other states and territories. The United States' largest wildfire in a northern area of the state of California threatens thousands of homes. Firefighters across the West face a high danger of new blazes erupting because of the unstable weather. Thunderstorms haven't produced much rain, instead whipping up high winds and dry lightning strikes across the northern Sierra. That's where 6,000 firefighters are trying to contain the month-old Dixie Fire amid extreme heat, with temperatures topping 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Zambian President Edgar Lungu conceded defeat on Monday. His concession came after a landslide election won by opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema. Hichilema will face the challenge of reviving an economy in turmoil. The election marked the country's third peaceful handover of power to an opposition party. When the celebrations died down, Hichilema, a former CEO in an accounting firm, will need to focus on resuscitating a flagging economy. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.